Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body
the
in
trap.
The back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body
the
in the
trap.
Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy
Welcome
Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam. I got Emmanuel.
Music video coming soon for the Comedy Trap House intro.
Music video coming soon for the Comedy Trap House intro. Did you feel the earthquake this morning?
No, not at all. Yeah. I got texts about it. And I'm wondering, I was like, I don't know what
I realized. No,
talking about.
I guess my family
didn't feel it either.
My family didn't care about me. I received not one text from a family member.
My mom definitely called me.
I thought I was just dreaming because I had woke up to pee. I came, I laid down, I was kind of going back to sleep, and I felt a little. That's it. Then I just went back to bed.
So you really felt something?
I'm talking about slight. Like, that's why I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe.
What time was it?
Like, 4.
Mad because I enjoyed the ride.
You enjoyed the ride of an earthquake?
Yeah, the ones we've had. Nah, you know, I don't want no.
Nah, I ain't going to lie.
I don't want no intense ones. But I'm saying the ones that I've had since I've been living in California, they've been fun.
Only one scared me. And
the
that
one that was like a minute long?
Not even that one. I think the one that shook the house like one good, like, woof, like
the house or the apartment?
No, here.
No, yeah, I know, but that was an aftershock.
Oh, maybe I didn't feel the first
one. But you don't remember the one that was like a minute long?
Oh, no, that one was a little scary. I was like,
but what made me scared about that is like, is there something bigger coming? Because, like, remember that week it was like multiple days. That was scaring me, but the actual earthquake wasn't scary. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm not going to say it's fun.
When they at that size, it's fun.
Because I don't know what's going on in the world at that point, at that moment. I'm not an expert on earthquakes, so I don't know if grounds are cracking. I don't know.
I think it's the craziest natural disaster. Like the earth is moving.
Yeah,
like that shit is a wild concept.
Yeah,
to me.
for sure. And I don't want one of them ignorant ass movie ass earthquakes.
And me either. I'm just saying the ones we have experienced have been fun.
Got you. All right, that's fair.
Saying. Antoine,
would you say you were a thrill seeker?
Not like to the fullest extent, but yeah. I'm the one who will try some of the thrills, like
theme parks. Yeah, I can do
like theme parks. when I was younger, I was scared of roller coasters. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I just got to get over this by getting on it. And when I got on them, I conquered that fear. Yeah. And then I took it to skydiving.
Yeah.
And I would do zip lining. I would do, like, what do you consider thrills?
Like those, like bungee, you know. Those.
Bungee jumping I would do, it would have to be over water. It can't be like over rocks, but I'm kind of over my bungee jumping. Phase. Like, I remember I really wanted to do it. Now I don't really care too much.
Hmm. Okay.
Would you skydive again?
Yeah, I was talking to Tristina, when was this? Thursday. No, Tuesday. Tuesday, back, because she just recently did it. She recently just did it in California. I told her if I ever do it again, it had to be California, Dubai. So I was like, we may schedule to go do it again, because she said the one here was beautiful. I'm like, why Dubai? Because I've seen them do it there, and it looks beautiful. The landscape. Yeah.
No, it looks supposed to.
It's a problem with watching Instagram. See, y'all have dreams actually, of doing things.
That was out before Instagram, but...
Where was it? Where were you watching it before Instagram?
YouTube?
No, you weren't. You ain't see one skydive video on YouTube before Instagram came out. And I'm sticking to that.
I want to go to a theme park. Hey, niggas ain't, or they about to open, I guess. Essentially.
But then I heard you can't, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard something like you can't scream on the roller coaster. That's the dumbest. Like, if that's the case, don't open it. Like,
yeah, that's stupid.
It's a scary thing. Of course people are going to scream.
They want to, or even if it's not, they want, you know, just have fun. Like, you go.
What's the point of that?
What if somebody throws up? Hey, you can't do that. Stop.
Stop you're throwing up. COVID.
I agree with that one. Hey, I mean, throwing up
but what you going to do?
If you know you
a person that's easily throw up, sit in the back.
Yeah, nah. Yeah,
don't be sitting up front.
Because that shit going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's trash.
Get your dad body ass in the back.
You're going to see that shit like the Matrix, too. Because if your roller coaster is going up, let's say somebody throws up front.
Yeah.
You gonna be if you're in the back, you gonna see that throw up like it's standing still in time because you pass
that you that zero gravity.
You ain't gonna see it until it hits you. Boom! What the fuck was that?
Shit. You know, like in the movie Gravity when like the space debris was coming, and you just saw shit coming. That's how it's gonna look. Oh, vomit, nigga! Oh!
If I can see it that clear, I'm dodging that. Bitch.
That's funny. Oh man, but let's jump into some funny shit.
So I saw a title of an article that said popular IG model rushed to ICU after her butt falls off.
Yo,
as soon as I saw like podcast. Now here's what I thought when I heard it: she walking, boom, she looked back,
her butt just falls off.
My ass. Like imagine walking and your ass cheek just fall off.
Your butt fall off.
What are they like Ken dolls? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
probably had a botched job because you know everyone don't go to the most professional doctor. Some people be going to other countries, and I guess something happened.
But I'm still confused. Very confused.
She's you're Mrs. saying Potato
like,
Butt.
She walking down the aisle, and it falls to the floor.
Yeah, it's like off.
Your butt falls off.
Her butt fell off.
But see, I think
it was like, only one cheek. The right side fell off.
And so you're talking about the sacks, I'm assuming. Yeah, whatever.
But I'm still confused because off must mean off the bone, like off the, because it can't come out the skin.
But that's what I'm saying. Like she walking down the aisle and just fell to the floor. Oh, my ass.
Is popular IG model Atlanta reportedly rushed to intensive care unit after her butt appears to have fallen off. According to social media reports, beautiful model was recently taken to the hospital. A huge chunk of her butt just fell off. Beautiful posted a video showing her in the hospital with gigantic open wound on the side of her buttocks.
Oh, my God.
While the model didn't specify what happened, many on social media are speculating that her butt falling off may have been related to the botched butt augmentation procedure.
Mrs. Potato Butt.
Coming to Toy Story 5 or 6, goddammit.
Mrs. Potato Butt. It's just going to be a line of toys where you just detach the butts.
Yeah, you give them replace butts. Ooh, I like
this. Give them different butts.
Onion shape.
But when when's enough enough? How many surgeries? It's just like, I think it was on one of these TV shows a while back where the stripper was dancing and she fell and then it exploded and all the silicone hit everybody in the front row. I was like, that's some scary shit. Your butt fall off.
I mean, look, there's a couple things. One, I don't know. It didn't say where.
What you mean where?
Where it happened? Where
it Atlanta.
No, I'm saying like exactly.
Oh, where. No. I don't think
No. It didn't say where. Mm-mm.
Because in my opinion, she was probably fucking. Nigga was hitting it from the back.
Okay.
The shit exploded.
Okay. I mean, that's
that makes sense.
They didn't say explode. They said fell off.
Well, it like something has to explode for it to come out.
Imagine you slapping her ass, right? Bow. And this shit just fly.
Like for you to have to look, turn your head, like you go, bah. Did I just smack nigga. Your ass off?
Or it bounce back and
you start playing racquetball with that ass.
It's pretty much over after that.
Like that shit, I'm like, yo, that's fucking that's weird.
Do you still bust?
No, she busted.
That's a good one.
But that's yeah, now hopefully hopefully she's okay.
Do you tell her that she falling off?
Yeah. Hey man, hey, your shit falling off.
You falling off.
Everything you doing falling off. You got to do better.
Like literally everything you're doing.
But there's hope.
Why is there hope?
That was the pun. Yeah. I would tell her you falling off, but
there's hope. That's solid. That's solid. That's good.
Now we came at but there's not.
Yeah, it just don't be worth it, man. A lot of people would be dying from these surgeries. They be. It's just like. I get it. You want a butt. Just do a couple squats, man. You ain't gotta have nothing crazy out here. But it's
now that we're older, let's have this conversation.
Let's have this conversation.
How do you feel? Let's say when did you first become attracted to a butt?
Oh man.
When did you first realize a butt. Like yo,
I mean probably middle school, elementary, middle school.
I was elementary because they said I would go to the newspaper. Get the cartoon section, put that out, and get the Victorious magazine, be looking at the women in there.
But that don't necessarily, I think what he means is like, when did you like, but, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was like, you like women, like, of course.
When I saw the those Uncle Luke videos.
Okay.
And you were like, oh, those girls with those asses.
I was looking at butt. And then I was running track, and all the older girls had butts.
Yeah, okay.
See, the first time for me, I was in middle school, and it was this girl named Fatima. And Fatima, right now you probably consider her ratchet.
Oh, okay.
So okay. Fatima, though.
Ratchet Fatima.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I don't know. One day we on the bus. You know, mm-hmm. We wait outside for the bus. Bus comes pick her up. She lives at the neighborhood right next door to me. And so we stop there at bus. She gets on the bus. And I see she has on leggings. And I guess this is the first time that I realized, like, leggings look good on women or girls. And I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she got a butt on her. And one of the dudes on the bus I was cool with, a Spanish dude, he was messing with her and he was playing around. He was like, oh, let me what's up with that booty, just talking shit, just middle school shit. And she was, you know, she was playing into it or whatever. And so I said, oh yeah, she playing into it. I got up, we getting up to lead the bus. The bus pulls up to the school, we all get up. I look down.
Don't incriminate yourself now.
And I mean, if I'm incriminating myself, goddamn, 20 years later.
I mean, you see what happened to Cosby.
Hey, man.
30, 40 years later.
That was the first girl I smacked on the butt. The first girl ever smacked on the butt. And I thought she looked back at me so quick, and I thought I was like, oh, I fucked up. She smiled. She smiled. In middle school, if that was my daughter, I would shoot her and me. I would shoot everyone.
No, yeah, I mean, it probably just, it felt good.
But here's my point. Yep. I went off on a side.
You were a late bloomer butt smacking.
Here's a late bloomer. Middle school?
Shit, that's late. But in elementary.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't smacking.
Elementary?
I wasn't going around smacking.
Miami in a different place then. Yeah, you know, Miami is booty a music place, and all that shit. It was twerking and going up.
Y'all just, Miami's incarceration.
Yeah, it's a black hole.
I'm thinking I'm here telling this crazy story. Middle school.
That nigga said, yeah.
Niggas was having sex in middle school.
Took you that long?
Niggas was having sex in middle school.
Nigga, those are lies.
They ain't lies.
Every time you hear them stories about niggas coming back, and we all smashed in the bathroom, they lying.
A lot of them
we was getting it from the girls.
Anyway, my point is, my question to you is, yeah. How do you feel about butt now leading into your early 30s? Okay. You know, has it changed? Do you feel like the same way? Does that equate to you like, oh, that's good pussy? Does that equate to you?
Not
that's just is it just a visual attraction, or do you like skinny girls just the same now? Because at one point I felt like I couldn't live without a butt.
I can definitely live without a butt, but I'm just saying I am a butt man. Yeah. I'm always would love butt. I love butt, but I can live without.
I can
butt.
Live
so
without a butt.
So there's nothing else you favor outside. I mean, not you favor more than butt physically on a woman right now.
At the end of the day, I'd rather have the pretty face
and nobody than a body.
I mean, I can't say that because you may fall with someone.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to nobody. I'm not.
Like, all right, like a perfect example. People be shaming like Coi Leray how skinny she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty ass girl to me.
She pretty. I couldn't do nothing with her because I need a little.
What's her name? Benzino daughter.
Mm-hmm. She's a very pretty girl, but I just know after a while
she would get broken.
I just want a little. I just need you ain't even got to be thick. You ain't got. I just need.
You gotta have some meat.
Just a little meat.
Can I get a little meat on that?
It's like that's ideal, but you know you just you fall for somebody.
You
might
fall. Yeah, if you fall for somebody, it is.
And it's like, damn, you ain't got nobody, but shit, you got everything else. I got to ride with it.
Yeah, but ideally, of course, I'd be like, we would want a little body. But my butt feel. I feel the same way about butt. Butt is gone. To the extreme, though. It's on a whole nother spectrum.
I don't like those butts. Yeah, I don't like those overly huge butts and like the fake body. I don't like that.
Now, here's the thing. And I had to really ask myself, do I like fake body? Because some fake bodies look decent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not that I won't date a girl with a fake body. I'd rather have a natural. But if it's going to be fake, at least be proportionate.
Oh, they purport, like, I don't know. At maybe least that, be proportionate. That's the one that fell out. That's usually,
yeah, that's probably a lot.
That's that basement. Booty shot and it'd be, you know what I'm
where it'd be all the way out here.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, so you getting cement and shit.
Yeah, that's different.
But there's like nice ones.
Yeah, there are nice ones.
Where you don't even really tell.
And that's what I would be. I'm like, all right, cool. Because you know sometimes they take fat from their stomach and they put a little bit. Okay, all right, cool. But it's when it's that. You know, it'd be out here with the
look like a gorilla doing this.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's
why you got all these hips for this gorilla ass bodybuilder.
It do look like, and that's a bit much because it starts to look disgusting after a while. I'm like, I'm good on
and
that.
And how you wipe, and there's a whole bunch
how
of
do
questions.
You wipe? I hope it's the same way.
You got a lot of ass it's to be like, getting in there. I feel like you got to at least lift one cheek up.
Oh, man.
Then the other hand has to have the tissue. It's science.
Got to live in Atlanta where the toilet's bigger.
Yeah.
You got to live where Atlanta. You can't live nowhere else but Atlanta.
It's some crumbs in there. It's some crumbs in there until she washed.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be a couple crumbs in there.
That's disgusting.
Little booty crumb.
Oh,
little booty crumb. Come on, Cam. You gonna go to hit it from the back. A little crumb gonna fall out.
That nigga be hit for that.
Little booty crumb.
And then you gonna get mad, smack the ass. That shit gonna fly over to the side. You gonna be like, what the fuck is going on? I knew I should have been smacking ass in elementary school. God damn it. This is what happens.
Oh, man. All right. Let's talk about this sweetie thing.
You don't have your birthday weekend? I didn't hear about
missed
festivities.
but it wasn't really much. I went down to the beach. We had breakfast. Then I went down to
where you go? What beach?
Santa Monica. Oh. Yeah, I just stayed at a hotel down there.
He getting fancy.
You know what I'm saying? Went sat on the beach. Until it got cold, I said, all right, time.
This nigga bougie be having staycations at hotels on the beach, dog.
Did you do the same thing like 2 months ago?
But you know, it was relaxing.
It was the same hotel.
It was the same hotel. Hilarious. It was definitely that hotel's nice. It's right there by the water. It's cool. And walking distance from the beach.
It's the best. Like, they need to pay me, but it's the best bang for your buck if you want a hotel on the beach in Santa Monica. It's the cheapest one, and it's
what's the name of it? Because
I want to give it away.
This nigga.
Because they ain't paying me. Yeah, they ain't. I'll tell you though.
They ain't paying me.
For that. I know my worth.
You know your worth. You know your worth. It ain't much, but you know it.
Hey, at least I still got my butt intact.
Still got my ass together. Got my shit together.
You smack my ass, it's staying right where it is.
Oh shit! But yeah, no,
they're trying to go from promoting teeth products to fucking hotels.
Hey, man, shit, I'm still promoting
the teeth products. I just got my new aligners in today. First day for the last treatment.
Only other thing, well, I went to dinner and then my tattoo, and then that's it. Yeah.
You got that night?
No, I got a tattoo Wednesday afternoon. Okay, oh, yeah,
so. You got an elephant.
Did you show everybody your tattoo?
They'll see. I mean, it's still healing. They'll see it though.
I feel like a parent. Show everybody.
I put a picture.
Remember in college, he gonna show his.
Yeah, he's gonna show it. This nigga.
I mean, if I wear a short sleeve, I'm gonna.
This nigga known to wear a beater in 30 degree weather.
If I wear a short sleeve, you're gonna see it because it's literally on my sleeve.
They're gonna be taking pictures.
look, all the physical.
Yeah, this nigga always touching it. Why you always touching his face in the pictures? This nigga always had his arm, everything else nigga but his arm cropped out.
Use your other hand.
Nigga.
Listen, nah, they'd be like, use your other hand.
You don't do that.
But I put a picture up for you guys so you can see it. Yes, that was pretty much it.
Okay, nice.
Nigga, young.
I woke up throwing up in the morning.
Yeah, I called you. I was like, is he all right?
I woke up in the morning. I texted
you. Did text me happy birthday.
And then I fell back asleep, but I was just feeling out of it, I guess.
How you text me?
Woke back
happy
up.
Birthday.
I threw up twice. And I had.
You just was a bug you had?
I guess so. I woke up sweating and all this shit. I was like, it gotta be.
That booty crumb.
Gotta be the booty crew. Gotta be the booty crew. But that's cool.
All right. Well, yeah.
What's next?
Say your name.
Say no. You say it.
So that rapper PTSD.
Sweetie.
Yeah.
You don't want to say Sweetie's name.
This nigga be having trouble saying Sweetie.
I just want to say Sweetie.
Sweetie.
All right. So. You seen the thing, she had an interview where she said in Cosmopolitan that her interview with Hot 97 in 2018 gave her PTSD.
Yeah, I did. I saw that bitch ass shit.
And
what type of bitch ass shit?
I was like, huh? So I went to watch it and she freestyled and Ebro and then was like, it was basic. But he said it nicer than that.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, you know, if you were a guy, I would judge you more harshly. Yeah, she said, nah, tell me. He like, all right, well, I thought it was basic. I think you need to work on your diction.
He was still being nice.
He was still being very nice, especially for Ebro.
Yeah.
He was being very nice. And then I guess years later, she come out saying she had PTSD.
No, you don't.
And I went and watched her thing. Then I went and watched them talk about it. And they were saying, we didn't even want her to rap.
Duh.
We to the point where we lied about saying the equipment don't work in here because we didn't want to do that to her. But her camp kept insisting that they want her to rap, and then she kept saying, "I'm not one of them IG rappers. I rap." So when she was rapping,
she wanted much. She was one of them.
They gave her what she wanted, and then they gave it to her, and it was basic.
It was bad. It was
and
basic.
It's like
it was bad.
And it said, I think in the article, something like up to that point, she was so used to praise that threw her off or something like that. But I was like, it's entertainment. You think you above criticism?
That's just what it is. You chose to put that out there, and it wasn't good. So, and he didn't say stop rapping or nothing. He just said it was.
It sounded like pretty privileged. Like everything, I'm so used to praise that when I get this first criticism, I don't know how to handle it. Then I felt what it really made me, what I didn't like about it, like, there's people really out here with PTSD.
They've been to war.
Yeah, to war and other dramatic events.
People like, have lost their best friend. Like,
now, I can't say this didn't affect her. Obviously, it did. Yeah. But to say PTSD, like, from that, from a freestyle?
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you got to stop.
Don't know PTSD, woman.
Yeah, no. No. It's
have not- your girlfriend catch you masturbating on the couch. That's PTSD. That's fucking PTSD. I just think that freestyle was so trash. And I'm glad he said one thing in there. He used a word that is very proper. And mm-hmm. I was happy for Ebro to use this. He said diction. You need to work on your diction. Mm-hmm. Because when she talks, sometimes she has this like heavy tongue mouth type yeah. of thing.
You talking about, that, you talking about in that no nigga. Talking about in that interview or still?
No, even rapping. I mean, I don't really know what she honestly, I don't know what she'd be rapping. Okay. But in that particular video, it just sounded like heavy tongue rapping.
Gotcha.
And it was just, and then the most basic lyrics.
Oh,
basic
it was very basic.
It was weak.
And they still kept it nice.
They kept it nice.
And this is the problem with women in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very different, like you hear all the time, like, oh, why they keep putting women against each other in hip hop? Why they keep putting women against each other in hip hop? We do this to men all the time. It's called hip hop beef. People rap versus each other. Mm-hmm. Like, and when they say Nicki and whoever else going at each other, they saying, oh, I just don't like for women to be put at each other. That's hip hop. That's not changing. People beef with each other. If y'all can't get along, fine. But plenty of women put music out together too.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got Doja Cat with Sweetie making songs, and she had another song with somebody else. But the problem is they want it to be soft, and that ain't gonna change. I mean, it might have changed a little bit.
Might have changed a little bit.
I don't know if we had a Source Award situation in a while.
We had one of them.
But still, hip hop is an aggressive art form. It's mm-hmm. aggressive sport. People mm-hmm. go back and forth. You get criticized hard. So these little like tidbits, I just feel that don't fit in hip hop. This is a very masculine sport. Not to say women aren't in it. Women, plenty of women succeed,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a masculine.
But the thing is, it's like you can't become a rapper and think niggas is just gonna be like, yeah, I mean, yeah, just keep going, bro. Like, you know, they gonna, if you want to be get better, you gotta.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hard criticism. We keep it real,
especially a station like Hot 97, yeah. which is known to be like hip hop, and known for having some of the best come on there and rap and freestyle. And he kept it nice. And he said, "If you were a guy, it would be more harsh." She said, "Keep it," and he still was nice.
Get out of there.
He wanted to say it was trash.
Yeah,
even with that thing I just said, they're still being nice.
Yeah,
they're still being nice.
So get out of there.
To the women in hip hop.
And that gave you PTSD.
Gave you PTSD.
Like, what?
You can't.
You don't need to be in entertainment if that gave you PTSD.
Because
it's going to be way worse. Rumors, criticism on the internet.
She's going to be throwing stuff in the elevator.
Did anybody get any results on the Cassidy Hitman?
I missed it. I saw the.
I've seen highlights on Twitter.
I need to go see some highlights.
Who won?
I didn't see the whole thing. I just seen like clips they post because it was a pay-per-view event, but a lot of people said it wasn't worth the money.
Oh, damn.
That's what I was hearing.
Because I about to say, because it was so hype, but I didn't hear nothing.
I'm not paying for that.
I definitely wasn't paying for it, but I didn't hear nothing. That's why I was like, maybe.
No, it was all over when it happened. It was trending. Okay. That's what made me click on Cassidy.
Gotcha.
It was just a bunch of clips, but it didn't even really interest me that much.
Yeah, the pre-fight was probably better because that shit was funny. That was funny. I give him that.
That shit was hilarious.
Nigga Cassidy looked at Hitman. He said, "You're not investing."
Turn on the AC. It's hot.
Okay. He said, "You're not investing in yourself." Hitman, what are you talking about? I invest my money? He said, "No, in yourself. Look at your clothes. You don't look good. You need to invest it, nigga." I'm in there laughing. you need to put the money back in yourself. You're not investing in yourself. That shit was funny. What also was funny was this nigga Steve Harvey on this versus battle yesterday.
Oh my god, dog! I didn't see all.
And
of
not
it,
even
when I saw him singing along with this fucking, nigga Isley Brothers. All right.
As you know, the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, they had a versus yesterday. I was already excited for it because that music there is unmatched. Like that era of music is phenomenal.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard
just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It might be drug infused, but it's amazing.
That's the best.
It is amazing music. But so yeah, they battle, and Steve Harvey was hosting. He had a story for every single song.
That's the power of music, though. That's what makes it amazing.
But not in this instance. Shut up, Steve.
No. This one is like one of the most organized ones, though.
I guess
because Thriller in it, so they had more camera.
Yeah.
But you can tell they had a script.
Yeah.
Because it was a point where it's like, okay, these are the songs he could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a point you're like, all right, we just going to let four ride in a row. And then they had an intermission. Then they had other parts, so he just let it ride. The stories made it good.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not like none of that. I wanted to hear the music. I was like, no, shut up.
That's the purpose of Versus to me. Like, I want to hear how the songs came about. This nigga was hosting,
I want to hear it from them. Shut up, Steve.
He was just funny talking.
I was like, stop lifting
your mustache, nigga.
You got to think. Imagine you hosting this maybe 20 years from now. Jeezy versus Rick Ross. These songs come up. Hey, man, I got to tell you, I remember the concert. I went to North Carolina.
I understand that, but when it's Versus, the point is Versus for them. I don't want to hear Steve Harvey.
Was he not funny to you?
He had some funny part, but it was slowing it down to me. It was like, yo, shut up, my nigga. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't think it would have been as good without him.
I think they would have been too old. They would have been too old?
Yeah, I don't think it would have just been, all right, next song, just go.
But that's not even my beef. My beef is, Steve, maybe say something. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just let them, this their time. Like, let them talk.
I think Steve summed it up perfectly. Old people like to talk. That's what they do, especially when you're taking them down memory lane.
They do.
I told my parents to watch it. My mom calling me every other song. I'm like, hey, all right, you ain't got to call me every song. Because first you already told me everything you're telling me. But I'm glad she like, I'm crying. She like, just bring it back. Because that's what they college years.
Yeah, for sure.
So the 70s. So it's like. For sure. I felt great giving them that joy. They was dancing. Sending me videos of them dancing and all this stuff. So it was like,
that's great. Good.
Like that, it's gonna be like that for us too. When it's like 20, 30 years, and you're like, man,
let me walk it out.
Hey, remember we used to go to Club Miami and we was doing them dances. And then you got to think, these were his idols. So you get around your idols for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
All that joy and all those memories are going to come out where you want to express this shit.
I did like to see him happy. I just like to see him be quiet some too.
And he did. He did both.
Not for a little bit. Because niggas in the comments like, Steve, come on now. Like,
he did both.
You know, I let up on him a little bit. But after a while, I was like, all right, man, I want to hear the music. Like, let the music play.
But that shit's different. That shit was incredible.
It was incredible.
The music, even the way the lyrics, like, It was different. No degrading women back then.
Nah.
And even if you did, you had to do it in a clever way where it was respectable.
Yeah.
Like, you had to change wording. Like, it ain't like now, bitch this, bitch that. Oh, yeah. It was like, these niggas was in love.
They was in love. Or
they weren't in love.
Not really in love, no, but they was
selling it.
They was selling it.
Them niggas were fucking everything out there.
Yeah, but they also was in love, because some of them songs you can't write without being in love.
You can still fucking be in love.
They didn't write all them songs.
Hmm?
They didn't write all them songs?
No, honestly.
Did you not listen to the verses? They wrote all them songs. That's why they got so much money.
Yeah, they.
What? That was the whole point back then. They said you had to be, right? You had to write your songs. You had
Either way, what I'm saying is it's a fantasy as well.
I mean, of course, yeah.
That's just not a fantasy is on nigga side.
But it's not really, it's not, niggas ain't painting no pictures like that. It's different.
How about fucking bitches?
They're not really painting no, it ain't no art. They just saying, I fucked them.
Okay, so you appreciate it if it was more like...
Yeah, like, you know...
Blue, red, ivory, spring.
Like, for example, when Justin Bieber did Tight, Hold On Tight, Your Lips Won't Let Me Go. He's speaking in a kiss, but he's not talking about no kiss.
Talking about that coochie.
But isn't that old school? That's old school.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was cool. It was a cool way of doing it. I'm just saying, that's another way of doing it. That's a good song, too, now, I think.
But Isley Brothers, man, like, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, but they, to me, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire is like cookout music, a lot of their music, especially their hits. But Isley Brothers, the more intimate music. And I'm always was a bigger fan of them. And that nigga Ron Isley, dog, his voice. And that nigga, he's the definition right now of a swag daddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a swag daddy. Oh, that's a silver
swag
fox.
Oh, yeah.
All the women was like, yo, he still look good. That, he looks amazing.
His beard was popping.
Like, they was going off on Ron Isley.
Yeah.
And them songs, those beats, nigga, you know how many samples they got?
They got
28 platinum albums.
Yeah. And this, Earth, Wind & Fire had 45 albums.
My bad. This nigga, the Isley Brothers, got hits in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's sick.
Like, that nigga first hit came out 30 years before I was born.
That's crazy.
Ron, they made Shout. I didn't even know that was them, because it don't sound like them.
Shout.
No, no. And you make me want to shout. But, like, what, the Temptations before? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was them. I was like, what the? And then another thing blew my mind. And this, probably people knew this, but Aaliyah's song, Let Me Know, and that was an ATL and all that, is my favorite Aaliyah song. I didn't know that was original.
Ron,
yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm such an Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, so that was exciting, mm-hmm. because my mom used to always listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't listen to Isley as much, but it was just great. It was
That's
great.
All my parents. They played all that. Then growing up on Tom Joyner Morning Show, you hear all of that. Like,
my dad being a horn player, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire was like fucking
Yeah, because they was all
gold.
Instruments and
that was constantly being played.
It was incredible just to see, like, I was like, this artistry is unmatched. Like, this is... You think they had 45 albums.
And they've been around so long, it's not even the same group.
It's not.
Half them niggas dead. Like, they've been dead. Like, that. This is like third string Earth, Wind, and Fire Like, this ain't.
But and what's one. Also incredible, voices still sound the same.
Hey, boy. And that nigga Verdeen hair still laid.
Long ass.
That nigga Verdeen. Laid, nigga.
At first, when it first came out, I'm like, who that woman up there? Like, oh, that's Verdeen.
Hell yeah. He sound like a woman, Verdeen. Sound like Verdeen
somebody
made some good greens.
I saw him in an airport one time with a bunch of old white bitches.
I won't put it back. I mean,
and then another thing that stood out, that nigga Ernie on that guitar.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga know how to play a fucking guitar. I guarantee you, he about to get a lot of money from artists reaching out. Hey, come play guitar on
that
my
nigga
record.
Was playing that
perform
shit.
With me. He was playing
yeah,
that
he
shit.
He was playing that shit. When that fucking...
When that Voyage of Atlantis come on.
That I'm thinking of Footsteps in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
When that shit come on. Because, of course, for us, we hear Ice Cube at first. Mm-hmm. But then when you... I'm like, this fucking instrumental is amazing.
My
nigga.
Mom said that's the first song she danced with my dad to. For the dance when he.
That's that beat. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, man, the Cube did that shit justice. He did. That shit is great.
I was hoping he came out.
That would have been
so hard for me. Like, if they would have did it, they
like one verse.
Yeah, they would have did their part. They like, hold on, let's flip this. And then he would have came out. Those the moments I lived with versus like this was. It's amazing that they did this like on Easter Sunday and for the older crowd. Like versus getting really good.
It's
like,
getting good.
It's different genres.
Looked like 50 Cent was wrong.
What do you say?
Versus, wasn't that shit we were doing when everybody had to stay inside?
Pretty funny.
Because they were asking him and T.I. or somebody was supposed to go, him versus somebody. And he went on Breakfast Club and said, he's like, Versus, wasn't that what we doing when we had to stay inside the house?
That shit's still good.
That shit's incredible. Yeah, I appreciate it. I only watched a small segment. Yeah. But I thought it was.
The best part is, like, of course, the memories, but finding out how some of these songs came together, like, you just have no idea.
It's crazy.
So,
and you know, somewhere, what's his name? Who's the famous producer? Michael Jackson's producer.
Quincy.
You know, he was involved through these niggas' careers somehow. This
nigga,
some way too.
I know, he know all
he
of this nigga,
all these niggas' lives.
Quincy might be Jesus. He know everybody.
Everybody. Everybody.
No, the Godfather know everybody.
He do.
He know everybody.
So. But speaking of lives. So Cam came in the kitchen the other day.
Oh my bad! Before we go there, so then first the comments in there was funny.
Yeah, comments was
like, all the comedians.
Tony Baker ass shit, funny. Man, he's funny. Yeah.
But after it went off, it was an after party where Avion Crockett playing Verdeen, Spice Adams was Ron Isley. They were like dressed like him, and then they brought Godfrey on to be Steve Harvey.
Godfrey and Steve
when
Harvey.
That nigga, you ever seen Godfrey do shit? Yeah. When he do that shit,
he murders
that. He does it on his
funny. Podcast. Yeah. Everything he did was funny.
I gotta see that.
It's funny. It's all clips online.
That nigga funny with that.
Funny.
That's one of his best breaks. Cause he got Steve down to a T. I remember Steve Harvey didn't like it at first when he first. That shit funny.
Steve Harvey was mad at
him? I don't think he was mad, but I think he a comedian, so he was getting on him. But that shit was funny. But Cam came in the kitchen the other day and was like, "Look at this." So I look, and I see butt, because of course, you know what we talked about earlier. I see butt, I see stripper, but now I'm looking at who it is. It's Paul Pierce on live.
Who?
Paul Pierce on live.
So it was like,
but. He's shaking his butt?
No. I see strippers.
Oh, I'm like, what
are
you
doing? He in the... No, that would have
been... I'm like, this nigga said, I'm on live. I see butt shaking. Look, it's Paul Pierce.
I said strippers.
What? Yeah, he said strippers.
All right.
But Paul Pierce is... But it just looked funny. I'm like, what Paul Pierce doing? And then I had to think about it. Well, he is a grown man. He can do what he wants. But it just... Why are you on live?
Well, people saying he married. So, you know, the girl beside. Okay, well, but it looked like him and his boys having a poker night or something. And then it's like strippers there, but he was just high.
He was high
and drunk, and he just looked old up there. And everyone in the comments like, I'm surprised he know how to use IG Live. And they were roasting him. And that shit was just so funny.
And honestly, it didn't look that turned up.
The strippers looked, the shaking was bad.
The shaking was bad. One girl in the back was shaking by herself while some niggas was on the playing
card. They were throwing chips at her.
Did it look like it was like a fun time?
Honestly, it didn't look that.
Not from his perspective.
You don't make it sound like it's
the best that's what I'm saying.
It looked like a poker night, and they happened to have two strippers there.
Yeah, that's what.
But they playing poker.
Yeah, niggas was not paying attention. They were playing poker.
it looked dead.
It did look dead. And that shit looked funny. I was like, this is somebody dad in here. somebody dad. Yo, that just made me think. I watched this comedian. His name is Nate Bergazzi, this white dude. He said, because he said, I'm 41. He was like, I got a 9-year-old daughter. He was like, I was dropping my daughter off. You know, maybe she was a little bit younger. He was like, but I'm taking my daughter to the school bus stop, the bus stop for the first time. Yeah. So me and my wife, he said, we take our daughter's exciting moment. Like, hey, get your ass out of here. And he goes, so he said, now, later on, the school calls my cell phone. And he said, now, what you guys have to understand is the school has my number and they have my wife's number. He said, but the school decides to call me. he said they asked, hey, Mr. Bergazzi, he was like, what do you know what number school bus your daughter rides? He said, he looked at the phone, he said, did you mean to call me? he said, did you not grow up with a dad? Why would you look at mom and dad and ask me that type of question? Dog, I was in there laughing. He said, have you ever been around a family before?
Have you ever been around a family?
That's great. That shit was so funny. He was like, why? He was like, when have I ever? He said, matter of fact, yeah, I'll come get her. What school is she at again? Nigga, I said, that's amazing.
Real shit, man.
He was like, don't call the dad for stuff like that.
But what happened? She got on a wrong bus or something?
No, I think they were writing something down for like a form, like, you know, she rides this bus, and then so he just called. He was like, they called him.
I was getting concerned.
Oh, like, no. She was all right. He was like, don't. Have you ever had a family before? That's real. Don't call dads for that stuff. They don't know that shit.
That's very true.
When you told that story, your dad looking for some money.
That was one. Because so he was panicking. He was panic mode. Dad, calm down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think I live over here. Calm down, brother.
Yeah, you just bounce to get some shit. Your kid's school, some money, whatever it is.
But what I want to talk about, I seen this, Destiny actually sent this to me. It says, just in, authentic wave caps, $29.99. And it's these.
It's literally a
wave cap.
Order one.
Order one?
Yeah, order one.
Yeah.
And bring it on the next podcast.
Okay. All right,
And let Mike wear it or Manuel wear it.
I was like, this is Emmanuel Snap. Oh, like, this is you and Snap.
Pretty much.
So I'm like, I'm going to order. I got to go online.
But they like wave caps like the ones I wear when my hair.
That's what I think. I think it's like.
But they just look like they hair.
Yeah, but it look like it's hair. It's authentic wave cap. So I got to see. I don't know if it's a piece or a cap. It says caps.
It's not printed. It's not printed.
I don't think. You can look at it. I don't think it's printed.
Yeah, that shit look real.
Funny, authentic wave caps.
No, are they trying to say like you wear this to look like you got hair, or is it just a wave cap that got a?
No, I think it's you wear it to look like that's what.
I think it's more like for niggas that's bald and want to look like they got hair. To be honest, that's what. Then like when I wear my
But I'm a if I could order one,
yeah, because that would be purposeless. Why would you put hair?
Yeah, you would on over hair,
but it could be funny. Like it's just a funny wave cap type thing. Because I would wear that. Oh, I saw that. Oh, let me get that one. Where's my wave cap? But that looks like it's trying to be like, if you ain't got hair, you want hair.
All right, y'all. Well, if this is real, I'm going to see if this is real, I'm going to order one. You're going to have it on the podcast. You want to talk about the app?
Oh, so I found this app the other day I seen people promoting where it's supposed to give you a psychedelic trip without the drugs. So it's supposed to give you a high. Luminate. Without giving you a high. And you can stop it at any time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but it's also like a meditative app. Like, so like, let me download this and see so I can talk about it on the podcast. So I only got to use it once. So basically the whole concept, like it uses this like your phone and the flashing light and the music. And they suggest like, don't do it if you're epileptic or you're prone to seizures.
I mean, yeah. No.
First off, do not do it.
Dog.
But it uses technology of your phone, like the flashlight and the sounds. And you first do an introduction one. And, you know, you do it, you say be in a dark room, and then you close your eyes, and then the light starts flashing in different type of patterns and everything. And then they, like, if you want it more intense, bring it closer. If you need to take it away, back it up. And if you really tripping or something, just open your eyes and turn the camera off, and you good. And I tried all of that just to see, and you are good. But when I tell you, the sleep I had that night.
Hold on, your eyes were closed?
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes.
In your face?
Yeah, you keep your eyes closed because it's using the flashing light. So okay. I was seeing shapes and I was seeing, and like different music put you in a different zone. The sleep I had that night, nigga, I didn't wake up once. I don't think I turned. I was out.
I didn't get
to like the trippy part because I didn't get to like use everything, but I got the meditative part where it put me in such a deep comfort. And they suggest using headphones too if you want. And I did that. It was the second one I did. The sounds they were using relaxed me so much, nigga. I was done.
Do you think it was more of the sounds or the flash?
Both. Okay. But the sounds definitely help with the flashing and what you start seeing. And they say don't do it with alcohol. They say alcohol ruins it. Honestly, it doesn't help. But people are saying like if you get high, it's a different experience. Like if you smoke, I guess it's a different.
That's
experience.
Probably crazy. Yeah, if you
haven't say, tried smoking. That yet, but. The first try, it was very interesting. And then, of course, they got paid so you can unlock stuff. Yeah. And The one I tried, so I may pay to unlock everything to try them all out and see, but the sleep I had that night was great. Was incredible.
Yeah, I feel like they're coming out with more of these apps just because people are just more and more stressed. And people, they're trying to give people,
and that's like, what they said, they're trying to help with that. And they like psychedelics a lot of time help with people with those mental issues or high anxiety. Like it was a doc I watched on Vice where they were showing this dude that was it acid? They was helping him to cure. He had like serious anxiety after something happened. I forgot. But it would help him. Each time he would do it, it would get a little better. And that was the only time he found some peace. And there'll be a doctor monitoring him, make sure he come back and all this shit. But shit like that, you can be in the palm of your hand anytime you need it.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's wild.
That's wild. You think you're going to get up and start like, you know, somebody's gonna say some numbers and you're gonna start killing people one day.
And that's the first thing. That's the first thing I thought, because you know recently a black dude ran into the barricades at the White House, and the article he said mind control, like they were using mind control. So I was like, do I want to do this? So I did a bunch of research. I like, let me look at reviews on YouTube. Let me let me see what people saying on Twitter, making sure ain't nobody.
I did this a couple nights ago, and then I assassinated a fucking
A deer.
Head of an embassy. I don't know what happened.
Because once they go saying all this shit, like, let me see what people are saying. Make sure ain't nobody tripping or having no bad experience. Because I like, I don't want this to be some shit they control my mind.
Oh, yeah, you know, you got
to listen. And you go, you know, you got to make an account and all this. Yeah. I'm like, I was like, I got to do it for the pod. I got to do it. I got to do it for the pod.
All right, so if you, like, let's say you keep doing this for a little bit, and then one night you sleepwalking. Would you immediately assume that it might have something to do with this?
Yes, because I've never, of my knowledge, no one has ever said I ever slept walk. And so if y'all say I slept walk, I'm not using it no more.
That's what you're like, yeah, I'm done. That's it.
I'm gonna think, what did I do differently? And that'd be the main thing I've done there, so I'm not doing it anymore.
That makes sense. that makes sense. I just want to talk about, I know it's not on the board, but so at workout this morning, Omar was talking about how he was talking to a few of his people that had been to jail before, and he said, and I know Manuel wasn't on here last time we talked about how we're not built for jail. It's too much going on. But once again, he confirmed it with his. He told two stories. That one, I don't know if it's. I think it was his friend or somebody, you know. But he said in jail they got what they call program, and so program is basically.
Oh yeah, I heard of that.
The Mexicans, how they do program is they just do like body shots if you mess up or do something. The niggas, they. Basically, let's say you do something wrong, they'll be like, all right, program, nigga. And so whoever you got the squabble with, they'll all like turn their back. You can't even look at the dudes fighting. They turn their back, or they'll be like doing something and to make sure the guards are nobody. And you gotta fight whoever it is you need.
So
to,
they distract the guards.
They distract, and you can't even don't even look back there. Right. They say you look, you gonna go in there. So don't even look back there. And
you're talking about not looking.
Oh yeah. And then he said, so you fight, and it's not like, you know, first person down. Fight until you don't have nothing else in you. So once you're down, get up. He'll look at him and be like, the guy he was talking about, he said he seen a dude, look at him, he was like, No, you're not done. Get up. So he got up, fight, boom, he down. He said, he stood up. He said, oh, well, you stood up, so you still got some more in you. I said, dog, I don't have time for this. And so then he said, all right, program, dab him up, don't let it happen again.
That's better than being stabbed and raped and killed.
And then he said,
run program, nigga.
And then he said, another time, he said,
walk. So this happened to the person telling Omar the story.
No, he's seen it. He's heard story, you know, story. So then he said, this other one, he said, nigga, first time in jail, it's just him. He went get
who,
the,
Omar?
No, the guy. Oh, no, okay. The guy he was talking about. He said, first thing, get in jail in his cell. You know the toilets are in there. So he said he go to pee. He said, the dude sit up on the cellmate sit up on the mat. Hey nigga, the fuck? You better sit down when you pee in here. Sit the fuck down. He sat down. Because he didn't want the pee hitting him from the
Now look, now see, you know that's the confusing part about jail. Cause like, is he trying to make me a bitch right now, or is this really like the rules? Like this is courtesy thing of jail.
I think it's because the shit is by his bed, so I'm like, I can see how he might. But it's just imagine you going to pee, a nigga. Say, hey, nigga, what the fuck, sit down when you pee, nigga. Sit the fuck down.
You know what? I can completely understand that now.
I'm gonna sit down.
No, that makes sense.
If I'm getting a little pee even on my bed sheets, I'm like, hey man, you gotta sit down. Cause that, like,
and I think he, no, you know, he, I don't think he fought him because he probably said, all right, this nigga new in here, so but I'm gonna let you know, hey, yeah, don't do that no more. You sit down when you pee.
What about shitting?
You got shit.
How people feel about that?
You just got shit. I mean,
no, I feel you, but like, if you a nigga that got stank shit, that's gonna cause fights.
Oh, that's well, oh, that's what he said.
The same shit. Now,
that's what he said. He said, program niggas to get you for stuff. He'll go over and be like, "Hey, nigga, hey, homie, farting too much." Program.
Oh, you be fighting all the time.
Oh no, my.
Well, you be ripping.
Oh, you no, but if I'm in jail, I'm not. I'm gonna close it up.
Well, treat this like jail.
For real, man, we need run program on this.
Yeah,
nigga.
Every time this nigga fart, now we running up on you.
Oh yeah, well,
it's gonna be bad.
Run
for y'all.
Program.
Nah, all right, what? Nah. Next time he fart, we running up.
Yeah, running up.
We got. If you hear him fart, just run up. Yeah, we don't suck.
We'll play rock paper.
No. If I'm not here, if you just hear it, just run up.
Well, if you're not here, it's gonna be bad for both of y'all because y'all ain't beating me.
All right. Next time this nigga fart, run up.
Let me tell you something.
I'm gonna turn my back. But that shit, like, back to the shit. I don't need to be in here. It's too much. I gotta think about. I gotta just fight a nigga because I was farting. But that's funny though.
And you know I'm a you say I'm a loud shitter. What am I gonna do in jail?
No, if you farted in the can, hey nigga, hey, hold that shit. I'm shitting, my
hey,
nigga.
Hey, man, I'm shitting.
I don't know what you want me to do.
And then it's going to be real, man. You shit too much, man. It's stink, dog. It's like, it's just too much, man. What a nigga to do.
What a nigga to do
when he got a do-do.
What a nigga to do when he got a do-do.
What a nigga to do.
I was just like, dog, get jail is a crazy life, dog. That's
and here's the thing. Different. It's different politics. And every different jail in different states is different.
It's too
like
much.
California is a lot of gang shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
In New York is a lot of is crazy and is gang shit. And Alabama maybe something different.
He said when you first check in, you know what I'm saying, you walking through the thing, of course, you know, they all barking at you, you know, where you from? As soon as you get in, where you from? And if you don't claim nothing, then they'll put you as the, I forgot what they call it, the non, because you're not a side.
The
not,
nice guys of jail?
Yeah, they put you in
there.
Yeah,
let me go down there.
But then that don't mean you're not going to fight. Then if you're not a part of a gang, that just means now it's a color thing. So your niggas got you, you know, if you're not a part of a gang. So now you got to worry about Mexicans or whoever. It's like you ain't got no break.
I was watching one in Miami, a doc, and they said, yeah, when you come in the cell, you just got to fight straight up.
As soon as you get in there, get in the middle.
Let's get it. I'm like, God damn, man, I just got here. You don't know what I've been through. I could be tired.
Yeah,
I mean, getting enough sleep. Like, come on, man.
I just got off the bus, nigga. Shit.
To be fight. In one of the situations, this is probably the most stressful situation in your life, to have to go to jail. You just been through all this corporate. As soon as you get there, all right, done fight.
But look, here's the thing. If I know I'm going to be living that life where it's a possibility, a large.
You got to be prepared for that.
I'm going to be like boxing.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for that.
All kind of different kung fu lessons. So when I get in there and have to fight.
It's time.
I'm going to show you what I can do and let that be the point. I don't have to fight anymore. Like, hey, don't fuck with that nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he this, but that nigga can fight.
He got hands.
And that's it.
But then that's scary. You know why that's scary? Cause now it's like, oh, we gonna have to kill that nigga.
But I'm just saying, like, a lot of times it is a fight. Yeah. So let me just prove myself once.
Now leave me alone.
Cause I ain't bothering nobody. Leave me alone. I just got shit and pee every once in a while. But I sit down. I get it.
I sit down. That's
you want jail to work to work the way you want. That's not how it works.
No, I feel you, but I'm saying you better off. You let them know you got hands.
Yeah, that, I mean, you true, know, true. You better.
Cause then niggas were like, well, you know. He can fight, so yeah. Don't try to punk him.
Yeah,
at least it won't be no punking trying to go on.
That's some scary shit.
Yeah,
man. I'm just gonna always lace up my hands with some doo doo. I'm just gonna shit.
Lace up
my hand. Who wanna fight now? Let's go.
Lace up my hands with some doo doo.
You gotta lace up your hands with some doo doo.
But that piece should just, it was funny because in my mind, I imagine a nigga being rolled over in his cover and he snatched the cover.
Hey, nigga, you better.
And you know how you knew?
He probably got a little on his ankle. Because I just went to go pee.
Yeah.
And I, while I'm peeing, I'm imagining, damn, if there was a bed right there, that would suck.
It would suck.
No, it probably was just too loud. You can tell when someone's standing peeing versus sitting peeing. You'd be like, hey, what the fuck?
Nah, man. Have you ever heard a woman pee?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that
women women got some streams on them, boy.
One girl peed in our bathroom. When she came in the room, I'm like, did you put a hole in the bathroom? I sound like, God damn.
He was like, shit, you squeezing it?
I'm like, it felt like you ever squeezed a Gatorade bottle on a football field.
Yes, exactly.
That shit is
I'd be like, man, you sound like you about to take off in there. You
like, it sound like someone was drilling.
Don't ever squirt on me because you put a hole in my body.
You give me another belly button.
For real. I don't want to have to wipe two belly buttons, goddamn it.
Two belly buttons.
Another got belly two, button.
Now I'm about to goddamn something like a bowling ball in this motherfucker. All these holes in it.
Oh, shit. All right.
Imagine a girl riding you and she put three holes in
your No, I'm being sick.
Get your fingers out my hole.
Get your fingers out my hole.
Name a move, get out me.
Shut up, I'll roll you down some pins.
Bitch, shut up. You better get it straight.
I hope you go to jail and you stand up and pee.
Oh my god.
But
last thing I wanted to say, I just wanted to see what emotion this evokes when I say this. Because I thought about this the other day and a lot of fond memories came back to me. Goosebumps.
Oh,
R.L. Stein Goosebumps.
That also makes me think of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Did you ever see that too? Like, it was
I didn't really watch that. That shit scared me.
It did
but
scare
Goosebumps
me.
Goosebumps
was my shit.
Couldn't wait to go to the book fair.
Yes.
To get Goosebumps.
Book fairs, nigga. Goosebumps.
And I'm thinking like, that's just iconic. I don't know if is it iconic story to I don't know because these are supposed to be scary books, but they were just so like
they were so captivating. Well,
they were captivating.
You know what I'm saying? Good kids.
Because I'm thinking about
you can tell that nigga was a kid at one point in his life.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The way he captured a kid's imagination.
Like, and sometimes I'll finish.
They were telling him, "Grow up, RL.
Grow up, RL." It's like an R&B.
You ain't gonna be a loser talking about monsters.
And it's just like I sometimes will read the whole book. Like one setting, like once, because that shit needs to be so
the beast
good.
From the east.
All that shit.
That's hilarious. That must have been like a very famous one.
Oh, that was.
It's easy to remember. It's who beast from the east.
That was the famous one. That looked the campfire with the camp one. The
yeah,
kid,
nigga.
That camp shit.
And
with,
then, but
I
then,
feel like I had a couple
do games. You remember when they made the show? That was one of the greatest days of my life. That's like when you first heard that they're going to do Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I was like, they got a show?
Goosebumps?
And I would watch that shit on Saturday.
All you hear is, bum, 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 bum.
And people are right. When you read the book, then watch it, it is better.
It is better.
Because you're like, man, are they going to do that? What's it going to look like?
Show trash. But
show,
it, but it's...
But not when you was young.
Now,
but now you look back and like that shit trash. Them books may be trash too.
The books might be trash. It might be
trying to watch Spawn.
I'm gonna be honest.
Spawn? Yeah. That shit trash.
Man. Be honest with you. That shit was my life.
Oh no, Goosebumps was. Yeah, I had a stack of Goosebumps. I Loki Marshall. Hold on, Goosebumps. Just read it. Just see if it hold up. Just read it.
And then the covers were like so I was kind of like raised up. I used to like rubbing the Goosebump part.
Oh,
remember
the
title was raised up on the book.
Yeah.
So I would rub it. Yeah, I would rub it. I loved it. And it was the perfect size for a kid.
And then they fucked us up and hit us with the choose your own. When you could choose your own, which way you want to go in the book. You could choose, like, what do you want to go to?
Fell off RL.
Skip to chapter 10, and you'd be like, oh, shit, this is a whole new story.
You went from RL to DW.
I feel like that was elementary school time.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the times I got those books was from, like, those catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
You remember you used to get them, like, book catalogs?
Yeah.
And I remember getting, like, always one Goosebumps book with one of those.
Yeah, Goosebumps was over once middle school happened.
Honestly,
it was over once I got introduced to Dragon Ball Z.
I can say that.
And that was, like, the end of elementary.
Yeah.
Going to middle school? Middle school was Dragon Ball Z.
Definitely Dragon Ball
Z. Pretty high-level Dragon Ball.
Like, that shit was the best shit I ever created.
I was definitely on those balls.
You know what? Y'all remember? Okay, so as a kid, the number one things we did as kids was play video games, go outside, especially for young boy. Like, you know, that's just go outside, play video games, toys. That was it.
Masturbate.
Hold on. Well, just before I
get
there.
Oh, not that old.
Yeah.
Pre-masturbation.
So, but even think about pre-masturbation.
PM.
Oh, yeah. PM. No, PM. Not AM.
2000
Not PM. After masturbation. Yeah. PM. So, think about, like, all the joy you got from those things. Like, we talking about goosebumps. Like, it's just joyful. Then, masturbate. That's a joyous feeling. You're like, oh, man, it's great. And even
that
then,
gave you goosebumps.
They gave you goosebumps. But even then, you still had kid thing. You want to play sport. Like, you still doing kid shit. Where it all went downhill is the first time you had some pussy.
Women. Yeah, women destroy the world.
It just went down. Because then you thought about nothing else. All that shit went out the window. I don't give a fuck about none of that no more.
That and bills.
Pussy became, like, the funnest thing you could do.
It was
it's just the best.
It's the best thing. I'm looking.
The yeast from the east.
Yeah, the yeast from.
When you in college, you just want pussy.
It can turn to goose humps.
The goose humps.
The
yeast from the east.
And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, life was so different before I had vagina. And then it was like, that's all I thought about. That's all I want. So I'm trying to figure out how to get.
Where do you think the world would be without vagina?
A greater place. Look at gay men. Gay men fucking frolic across the seas, man. They frolic.
They are happy.
They literally call happy people. Gay means happy. They're happy people.
Look
at gay women. The most miserable women you'll ever find in the world. Have you ever seen a butch lesbian walking around angry? Looking like goddamn, what's his name? Who's that turtle rapper?
Turtle rapper.
There's a bunch of them. Jeezy. What's his name? D-Block.
Jadakiss.
Looking like Jadakiss. Oh. It took me a while to get to that reference. They walk around looking like Jadakiss, upset. You know why they upset? Because they get to know other women.
Duh, that's hilarious.
and then they just be
That is hilarious. Isn't it Jadakiss?
God damn. Listen, speaking of rappers, real quick, DMX is in the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We heard about that. So we just want to
say. Yeah, I hope
he. I was a huge.
I honestly didn't even know he was still used. Like, I thought he was clean. I didn't know. I thought he had got it clean.
I think it was been a back and forth.
Back and forth.
Yeah, I think his whole life.
Shit, man. So. Them drugs take you down.
Yeah, I hope. I hate to hear that. RP, you know, DMX, because that was like.
Well, he ain't died yet. He's a legacy person. He's still on, I guess, the machine, but they saying he had major brain damage. So I don't know. It's not sounding good. Shit. But still, spray up. Keep hope.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well.
One last thing.
What's up?
Trailers. Did y'all see Space Jam trailer?
Yeah. I didn't watch it yet.
You didn't watch it yet?
Yeah.
Now he watched.
What you think?
I gotta watch it. This is based on me being a kid and watching the originals. Like, I gotta watch this.
I saw
and
it's some gonna people be on HBO Max. I thought it wasn't too bad. I thought the trailer reminded me of Space.
His acting ain't the best, but
Jordan's acting was way worse.
Jordan's acting
was terrible.
No, hold on. It was worse. But it was based in realism because he was retired and came back and he was playing golf and he was feeling it a little bit more.
Go watch the trailer for the original Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah,
go watch the movie. You're gonna hear Michael Jordan with his heavy ass talking about, we both do that, bud.
Only part to me that I had an issue with the trailer is when his son first got snatched into the thing. Remember?
Oh, in this new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
When his son got snatched
into the server.
I'm not waiting that long. I'm going in there. That's my child.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care what the repercussions are. I got to go after my child. This shit just snatched him. I'm going in there.
Yeah. But I thought it was funny what he said when he was like, what in the Matrix hell? Like, to me, that was funnier than anything I heard Jordan say back in the day.
To
like,
be honest, it's been so long
since I've
seen
that.
I don't remember everything.
And I'm not. I love the original.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
Cam, I promise. I love Looney Tunes. Yeah, I mean, what's it called? Space Jam. The original.
Yeah.
But this one, it don't look too bad.
I gotta watch the trailer.
He goes into 2D. Like, they turn LeBron 2D, but then it reverses where the characters become 3D.
Oh,
so I like what they're doing with the animation. I thought it was cool.
It seemed like theater's coming back because Godzilla made the most money since March of 2020.
Did y'all watch that?
No.
Not yet. I've been going back and forth. You know, the last Godzilla was trash after Bryan Cranston died.
Bro, this one was good. I honestly enjoyed this one.
Okay.
Again, it's just a monster.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you willing to put yourself in the program if it ain't? Are you standing on it like that? Where like,
no,
if I watch this tonight and I don't think it's good, you'll go in the program.
No. I'll go in the program if you listen to what I say. I think it's a good movie for what it is. Okay. A what monster is it? Fight movie.
Monster fight movie.
So, it's Godzilla.
So basically, you're saying the action good, the story trash.
No, the story's actually good too. The humans are trash. Nothing about the humans I care about, but actually Godzilla like and they, Kong and wait, all me.
When you say the humans are trash, like their acting is trash or their story in it, they're just trash.
You care about their story. You care about,
yeah.
I don't,
you care about Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah. And this one does a good job because it follows King Kong and Godzilla. Godzilla okay. So I actually really enjoyed it.
From a scale of 1 to 10, how worth it is it to watch?
Bro, I'll put it like this. If movie theaters were back right now, I'd go watch this in the IMAX.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was that, like, visually pleasing. Okay. Like, even my girl, when she started getting into it, she's not big on, super that big action things like that. But we're both into it. Like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm like, feeling bad for King Kong, feeling bad for Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And then seeing it, I thought it was good. I thought it was really enjoyable.
Look, the only
reason
I would watch it, because it's on HBO Max, and it's arrogant of me not to. When it's that, it's just free right there.
I had to project it. I want to watch it bigger.
But too, I wouldn't pay you to go see it. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
Before I watched it, I would say the same thing. But now after, I'd be like, yeah, I would watch this in theaters. This was a fun movie.
All right. Well, y'all go check it out if you haven't checked it out.
But remember what we said. You fart. You in the program.
I ain't worried about y'all, nigga, man. All right. So y'all have a good day.
Him worry about us the first time he farts.
It's not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Green light. Anytime that nigga,
hey, we gonna fuck this nigga. He can't hear us.
Green light.
He ain't got the only one with headphones on.
I'ma shoot that nigga.
Green light on this nigga ass.
Green light on this nigga ass. He got a hit out on my ass.
I gotta show a manual. I gotta show a manual this shit too. But
good. Oh, okay. I'll all show right. Them all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. We love you guys.
Subscribe.
Keep watching Black Oak TV, Untold Stories with Unknown People. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Watch this right quick. I'll turn off the camera.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.